Last time on Tales from Sublock 18, the group had returned to Port Frack, did some shopping, and Steve T commissioned for the Horn of Hobos to be made. The party then took a job going to investigate some mysterious murders in a small town. After some detective work that would make Inspector Jacques Fusso proud, the party met with the town drunk, convinced him to join in with the Knott's Pharmaceutical before he agreed to lead him to an abandoned house where he saw something mysterious go into.
He escorts you to the abandoned house, and he points towards like the basement doors going down.
Steve, open it. You're the most expendable one.
Steve walks right down the door. Yo, what's up?
Door opens with no problem.
Steve walks down, blasts his ring of fucking starshine ring, whatever the fuck it's called. Starfire, I think it is.
Something he pulled out of the bag. All
it's
day,
it's in your thing. You gotta look at. I don't know what it does. He does have it.
All he needs is a torch.
How do we even know there's not lights on in the room? Look, he opens the door and automatically it's dark.
It's an abandoned house. We assume it's dark. It was around here. We assume it's on fire.
You just learned fire.
We're going with it, though.
I cast dancing lights.
Oh my god.
They fucking dance in. It's what something my ring does. It just.
Well, all right, so you lit up the whole room, and you're down there by yourself. You don't wait for anybody. You see
oh my god, it's the Blair Witch Project.
You see an older female and like a younger male, pale of skin. Both of them dashly good looking, like unnaturally good looking. Like they shouldn't be that good looking, but they do.
Ask them if they need jobs.
Steve says, first of all, I see an auto part.
You are sexy, motherfucker.
I like to talk about how fucking sexy you motherfuckers are. Have you ever been in a threesome with a pirate?
And,
somebody's busted
the female says, no, but it looks like dinner has come to us. We're rolling this shit.
If we ain't fucking, we're fighting.
I guess we're not talking my way out. It's all...
Can we go down to the basement as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll say.
Fucking, really?
We're going to say you guys follow him.
You just stand outside your bag and attack.
We just walk down. Like, we hear you look delicious. We're like, oh, fuck. Steve got himself
God damn shit. It.
Steve got himself in some shit again.
22.
17.
10.
11. 24. This is not normal.
So excited to go first.
How do you keep rolling so good at one initiative?
Because he does. Alright, so,
you can really just like
what'd you get again?
Pass your turn 22. And move and then pretend
22?
You went last.
Alright, first up is so yeah, everyone else, you guys come down to the bottom on the steps. You see a female. An older
looking
female.
Sexy as shit.
Yeah. And a younger male looking like Tom Cruise from Interview with the Vampire. And the older female looking like Tom Cruise from Interview with the Vampire.
Steve's dick's rock hard.
Pretty much.
Steve's in your pants.
Palish skin.
It's flashlight.
Oh, that's where the light came from.
Yeah. It's lit up, and you guys are able to see, like, she's smiling, and you see, like, the teeth.
Ah.
But,
this would have been a good time for Steve being a fucking werewolf.
I guess.
One of many.
But first up in the initiative is Van Sam.
Polymorph him.
He plays
the bats. I'll throw him in the fucking bag and we'll call him back.
Into bats.
Into bats.
You want to turn vampires into bats?
They can do that on their own.
I was going to say, there's an easier route to this.
and bats can like fly away. It's not like they just fall on the ground.
He'll be holding on to his bag and it starts lifting on. All right, back down here.
Smash it off the ground.
Turn them into midget trolls. So what, regular sized people? I'm 5'11", you fucking midget. Now you're just average sized and ugly. That would really hurt your feelings. This is one of the stupider fucking things we've done.
Sorry.
This whole episode's gonna be just nonsense.
It's fine. We need those. No, we did get the most plays our last episode. 9 plays.
Oh, fuck.
Not big. We're consistent, though.
Fuck yeah.
Very consistent.
Single digits, baby.
Single digits. For a while there, we were getting like 15 plays. Then we had a...
But then most of the people that played stopped listening to
it. They're like, this is at all right.
This is just not for me.
They're just yelling at each other at this point.
Too much.
Cast out Bardic Inspiration on Steve.
Right. I really like Domino's. I can't listen to these guys anymore.
Yeah, the owner of Domino's, he's drunk, crying, drinking wine. He's so mean. He's so mean. And now I want to seduce Tom Cruise.
Which one?
The older or young?
The older.
Yes.
You perfect.
Finally, the bar's being barred.
This is the second time he's done it.
He still has the fat chick from fucking the witch.
He does have the fat Hocus Pocus witch.
She's at the fucking...
With the fucked up face.
I forgot that she is at Pork Fry.
Yep. She's running the kitchen.
He was dodging her the whole time.
He's like fucking looking around the walls with that bitch in there. She's the fucking in there, yeah.
All right, I guess... Roll a charisma check?
Question mark?
I'm gonna roll.
Oh, we're gonna end up with a fucking vampire. Come on, that's why.
You better fuck this vampire.
Oh, we're gonna end up with a vampire. It's gonna be so great. He's obviously a bartender. Because he can't go out during the day. 15.
Alright,
he's having sex with you. It's on. Get it on. Steve's taking in the bag of holding for a condom. It's fucking, it's on. I have fucking glitter. I have everything you need there.
You try to give like your best, you know, the raising
the eyes,
eyes,
the
eyes, and just looks like utter disgusting.
Yo, baby, wanna fuck? Wanna get a pizza? Fuck. No. What, don't you like pizza?
I
like
Domino's. Domino's.
Domino's.
This looks at utter disgust and
at the pizza or him?
Yeah, both. So now you have the young Tom Cruise goes and attacks Van Sam.
Vicious mockery.
Right. I like it.
Yeah, watch shit out.
Pussy with the first attack.
Weak ass. You couldn't even handle his dick.
Roll your... I think it's cunning words.
No, vicious mockery.
That's the that you psychic get.
It's an attack. It just does damage.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Cutting words.
Yeah.
Words.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can roll. I mean...
It had to move past me to get to him, right? So that was the first one in the room. So I can...
It's still within melee range. Still melee range.
I know we don't use it, but picture, like, an actual map. Every space is 5 feet and shit.
Yeah.
You could be on a different side of the room.
Yeah. Everybody's... It's still...
I'm in the doorway.
You're just holding it down like your midget in the corner.
Six. Stamina for days.
It would take six off.
All right, so... What's your AC? Is a 17 hit?
AC... Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because my AC is 14.
Okay, so it hits with its first attack. Let's take another swipe at you with a
23. Back your eyes back out.
So 23 hits. So
you're rolling, get a punch in the mouth, go, right? It's back out.
Does... Six, 15 points of total bludgeoning damage for the two attacks.
Oof.
That's unarmed strike. And now Steve T's up. We just watched Van Sam get smacked.
Steve's gonna ram his sword right through that thing's fucking face.
Okay.
Because that ain't happening.
Go ahead.
So, actions. I'm going to. You got this, buddy. Bardic inspiration. You got this, buddy.
He's cheering me on.
Seduce him.
I ain't gonna seduce him. 16.
That hits.
And how do I use the inspiration?
It's 1d8. You get an extra 1d8.
Which one's the 8? That one?
It looks like this. It's like two pyramids on top of each other.
Yeah, three. Okay. And a 17.
Hits.
Because it wasn't. And now I hit the... 10 plus... So... 33 for first one. And... another 11.
Okay. It's young Tom Cruise.
Yes. And then Steve positions himself between...
This is like Tom Cruise in the first Top Gun, and older one's Tom Cruise in the second Top Gun.
Steve T positions himself in between Van Sant and the vampire.
Okay.
So then next time he tries to fucking hit him, he's got to go around me and I get an attack opportunity.
Still, everyone's still in melee range. It's no different. Everyone's still in melee range. As long as everyone's within 5 feet of each other, melee range.
Steve T button bumps Van Sant back 5 feet.
When Van Sam would take a attack of opportunity.
Off my ass.
from like Top Gun Maverick. From Top Gun Cruise. Oh. Alright. We're just gonna go to the next person. Nat 1, you're up.
We're gonna move on.
Alright. Well,
forget anything else that's insanity you come up with and
I'm digging through my shit.
Because the older Tom Cruise like just immediately and disgustedly shot down my bard, I would like to attack him. Her.
I just spoke with Tom Cruise.
Are we just assuming genders now? I feel like that's not very woke of us.
I mean, Tom Cruise is very pretty in Interview the Vampire.
Alright, well I'm going to swing to hit older Tom Cruise.
Definitely homosexual too. Right?
Boy.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and probably in real life, too.
How about a 14 and a 15?
They both miss.
Okay, I kind of had a feeling.
They just miss. The 15 just misses.
I'm like, well, that sucks.
Alright, so like you, they kind of just whiz by.
God, I knew I shouldn't have had that popcorn.
Old appears to do some Matrix stuff. So the older vampire sees that. Looks over at that. Oh, that was not nice. And I want you to roll a wisdom saving throw on that one.
That ain't good.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not that bad. 20. 30, 20. All right.
You kind of feel almost like, for a split second, you feel like, you really like this vampire, but then you shake it out of your head. And
it's Tom Cruise, it's a man.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Texture thing.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
And that's its turn. So now we are at Abel.
I'm gonna cast Holy Weapon on Lena still. Close enough to touch?
Yeah, Lena hasn't moved at all.
On her bracers.
Okay, sounds good.
You'll be adding 2d8 to... Yes.
What about the fuck Tom Cruise up?
No doubt.
Both of them.
I wasn't trying to fuck him up. Just trying to fuck him.
You made a great bartender.
Alright, so is that it for your then? Okay, yep. So now it's Lena's turn.
And I am going to flurry of blows old Tom Cruise for shooting down my man.
Yep.
Nobody sticks baby in a corner.
I paid for that.
It lasts an hour then, so.
Rip.
It's radiant. I don't know if that'll hurt it.
I was just looking. It actually doesn't have.
15 doesn't hit, right?
No, it just misses.
Okay. 18 and 23 hit.
What are the cops doing? What is it going on?
They're not here. They didn't follow you guys.
They're like, they're going to talk to the drunk. Leave them alone.
Yeah, they're going to go help take care of Will.
Will M.
Who was supposed to be like Will Mayo. That was my thought process.
36.
36 points.
Well, now he's Will I Am from
I
Dead
know.
Beats.
So, like, if you guys would ask this, like, his last name, I was going to say it's Will Mustard. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Mustard. Alright. But, alright, so, Lena takes, just runs up and punches the shit out of the older vampire. And now up is, we're back to the top order, and it's Van Sam. Who just, watched Lena punch the older one after his failed attempt at wooing it.
Defended your honor.
Also had Steve T try to almost like stab the younger one, but then try to booty womp you backwards, but kind of just almost stuck his ass. And you reflexively backed out of the way so his butt didn't touch because it would have been like pelvic region area. And knowing CT, you might have felt it.
You're so inspired. He's going to hit that.
He was throwing it back.
If you don't like Will and Grace, there's something wrong with Will. He's all on that. Oh, fuck. Which one's closest?
Yup, no.
Yeah, okay, young one's closest, yeah.
Vicious mockery at him.
Okay.
I'll talk some mad shit up.
What do I need to roll?
Wisdom.
Was it wisdom save or?
Yeah, wisdom save.
Okay. I'm guessing a 10.
No.
Fails. Okay.
Yeah, 10 fails.
Alright.
Oh, he's mocked hard. Yeah. Brad Pitt was a better looking vampire than you.
That he was. Yeah,
absolutely. For seven.
Seven? All right.
Where's cut deep? That's right. Brad Pitt was sexier.
He was. So now it's the young vampire who he's going to take a swipe at Steve T and at Van Sam. The first one at Steve T, 18.
Nope.
All right, so it misses because it's... And misses again with a 13 to attack.
But next time, yuck!
Take you talking about shit.
He's very upset. starting to tear up a little bit.
That hurt?
Did it. Now we're next in the order is Nat 1.
Swinging again.
Who's going to... Oh, maybe go next. It's all
28. Oh, damn.
No, it's fine. I told him he's going to go next. 28
and a 29 to hit.
They both hit.
Fucking fuck.
They both hit. This means he should be extra prepared for when it's his turn about what he's going to do.
He's not, though. Look at him.
Not a chance.
No chance.
I don't even have the phone in my hand.
Nope. Yeah, they both hit.
I'm doing that. Fuck, I forget what the pass is.
It's 1d6.
Thank you. So now I do math and roll. Ooh. 32 points of total damage if the acid is...
Yeah.
Okay, 32 total points with both hits.
To the older one?
To the older one, yeah.
Okay. So now it is... So you fired off two arrows. And like you see the acid burn the body a little bit.
It's taking its effect.
Yep. So now Steve T.
23 and 21.
Both hit.
Nice.
For 14. 12. 6. Oh shit. 1. And 19. So...
Is that 26 plus 19?
Yeah. 45.
Alright. See the younger one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
It's not doing too good.
You should have fucked me when you had the chance.
You should have just fucking opened your mouth and told you. Say, look at you now. You're getting a verbal ass beat, and I'm cutting you up. You know,
here's a little business and my blade.
So now it's Abel's turn after Steve T. Stabby stabby with the young Tom.
Chicken circle.
Well, magic circle. You create a 10-foot radius, 20-foot tall cylinder of magical energy centered around a point on the ground that you can see within range. Following runs appear whenever the cylinder intersects the point. Choose one or more of the following types of creatures. I'll choose undead. The creatures can't willingly enter the cylinder by non-magical means. If the creature tries to use teleportation or inner travel to do so, it must first succeed. Charisma savings throw, the creature has a disadvantage on attack rolls against targets within the cylinder. Targets within the cylinder can't be charmed, frightened, possessed by the creature. When you cast a spell, you can elect to cause the magic to operate in reverse direction, preventing a creature of the specified type from leaving the cylinder and protecting targets outside of it. Okay.
Jesus.
So you're pretty much gonna make a circle that, like, around the party,
right?
All right.
You fill this whole place.
Now the undead can't come in.
They can't leave it.
Oh, they can't leave it.
Or, well, I'm imagining it's surrounding them, right?
Yeah, it's surrounding them, and yeah, they can't leave it.
We're still in the.
Yeah, you'd be in there too, so yeah.
They're just trapped in front of us.
And they can't do any magic.
Well, they can't charm us.
That's fair enough. I also realized I did skip the older vampire shrine.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have her go, and she's just going to attack, because we're going to go. She forgot, because she's still just disgusted that someone tried making a move on her. So she forgot to go.
Like, this has never happened before.
Yeah.
You walk around looking like that.
You don't get hit on. Everyone
around. She's just going to go up and take Well, she's going to take a couple swipes at Lena. She's leaning right there. And a 27 and a 23.
They both hit us. Okay. Damn.
Doesn't mean much.
He goes, can't fight.
She's going to be getting one in a second.
You have 9 and then 8. So 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I forgot to heal the damage I had from the last one before, weeks of nonsense. I forgot to heal myself before.
So heal yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hit it all.
You haven't
did not know.
No, so you're good.
I just said out loud I forgot to do it in case somebody else did.
All right. So now it is Lena's turn. Who just got smacked in the face.
Open hand.
Open hand smack.
Maybe a little bit of hair pull. Careful! Steve Hans slid down his pants.
Gonna flurry of blows her and then throw a batarang at him.
I'll get it done.
Okay. I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, slapper. That's right. That's right. Real slow, like. You can't watch though, young Tom Cruise. Touch my toes.
Tell me, Tom Cruise. Use your witch magic.
Touch my toes while you're there, Tom.
So did you hear about that Hilton manager who I forgot where. But he had
25. And then
that hits. But had to go like earlier in the day had to go help some dude like fix like his TV in his room. But later in the night, at like 5 a.m. in the morning, the guy wakes up to the manager sucking his toes.
Hotel manager.
A hotel manager. Sucking the dude's toes.
I mean, he's got money. I'll be like, dude, those toes are the only thing you're sucking.
I mean,
you came in my room.
For real, after the hotel manager, where are you even moving up in the chain? You're just going that for no reason.
I listened to two different podcasts that discussed this, and they both had two different thought processes with it. One said the guy said he would just wake up and he's we're fighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, it's also probably not the first time the guy's done it. He's probably taken baby steps. He's probably gone there, seen a little pinky toe. You know, maybe kissed it, went back and fapped away. And he just keeps gandy every time.
Yeah.
It's not the first
time. I'll joke aside, man. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to hurt him my ass.
It's just not the first
time. Get out of my suit.
And then...
And I'll only settle out of parasol and comes and sits on my face.
And then the next one was... the next spot, like, they threw... What would happen if, like, you did it and it's like... Jennifer Aniston. J-Lo sucking the camera. You wake up. You don't. You don't.
Tell her she's got to put a finger in my ass and blow me.
Alright, so what damage did you do?
25.
You did 25 total?
Yes.
Then did you walk your attack for the battering at Steve T?
Okay, no. Very fast.
He's fast as fuck,
boy. 23 hit.
23 hit.
Yeah?
Yes. Ignore your damage to it.
Fast as fuck, boy.
Seven.
7 points of damage.
Half that shit.
But you half it, yeah, whatever. It's fine. You used your reaction for this turn, so you have 7 points of damage. Just remember that. So you can't use your reaction the rest of this. So your next turn.
So I can't disengage and hide.
Too much. I'm surprised you haven't done that already.
What a fucking base.
Can't believe you're in the room.
Exactly.
There's nothing. If there was like
literally the last time you like disappeared and
light on
like,
fire.
Last time you just disappeared into a crowd of, like, you didn't help at all. How about at all?
I killed a ton of orcs.
All right,
that
so now it is
general disarray.
It's Van Sam's up.
It's like trying to stealth in the crow's nest.
Vicious mockery.
He just keeps talking shit.
Go away, we shall taunt you again.
Rolls a he passes this thing. He's rolling 19 on the dice.
What do you think we got these outrageous accents?
26.
Yeah.
It's a wisdom 17.
All right, so saves on that Maku. Did they damage all still or in half?
I don't remember.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's it.
No, but I did last time. When they don't save, they roll disadvantage on their next attack. So for future reference.
Okay.
I didn't tell you that last time.
Yeah.
Because it says they take the damage and have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before it's end of its next turn.
Well, I guess it helped out that it missed full attacks anyway, so.
Yeah.
Verbal ash beat.
Verbal ash.
So now up is...
And that's the business.
It is that young vampire who's going to take, again, an attack at Steve T and attack at Van Sam. Misses.
Keep talking shit.
12 a 12 and a 13.
Your face is so ugly it would break every mirror if you could see him.
So now Steve T's up again.
Fucking vampires.
That was a vampire joke. That was good.
Oh, that was deep. I like it. That took me a second. I'm surprised you got it before anybody else.
Steve pitches a 13.
Miss.
And a 19.
Hits.
For a 30.
30, okay. He's not doing too good. Not at all.
He mocked his ass. I got another one lined up yet.
He's hurting. He's hurting. So now up is Nat 1. Who's focused on the older vampire. Here's a bunch of stuff going on with the younger one.
Mm-hmm. Here's mad shit.
I hear a lot
Steve
of shit.
Laughing. Steve laughing.
But I feel like I'm drawing this one's attention away, so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. This one's just getting beat down. You're talking shit.
28 and 22.
Yeah.
It's got to be getting mad by now.
Yeah,
he's swinging
this. Steve T overacting like Larry Bird, literally telling him what he's going to do, and then does it.
23 total damage with two arrows.
Okay.
I look over at them, I see them, like, I just nod in approval and launch two more arrows, trying to keep the old bitch at bay.
Yeah, again, they hit again, and you see that it's burning the skin a little bit, the acid. Pew, pew.
Send it.
Now we're, it's the older vampire's turn who keeps getting,
barrage it?
Yeah. Is this gonna, the thing right in front of it is gonna keep attacking Lena.
Sorry, buddy. I'm trying.
Good job.
yeah. I'm guessing a 17 misses.
Yep.
Because the other one is 11, so I knew that missed right off the bat. So yeah, misses. So it kind of like tries to swing at the same time as she's trying to swing. That's when Nat 1's arrows hit. So kind of knocks her off a little bit and misses.
I like it.
And we're now to Abel.
All right.
Surprised they didn't try to banish one of them.
Uncanny dodge.
Uncanny dodge.
When in doubt, dodge it out. When in doubt, jerk it off.
Reach around.
I'm just gonna do the.
When you're down, reach around.
Oh. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Life got you down, someone pounding those cheeks, reach around.
Try channel divinity, destroy undead.
Okay.
So it has to make a savings throw.
What a chivalrous gentleman.
But it doesn't say what.
Probably.
Oh, it's a challenge rating thing. Never mind.
Okay.
Probably won't you. Yeah, what are, would I know their challenge rating?
Yeah, it's not going to. It won't destroy them.
Alright. Then I will do the necrotic damage to the channel divinity to do that.
Okay.
And I guess take swing. That's how that gets this challenge.
So, use them chakras.
I don't think I've ever seen you use them.
15?
Does he even have any chakras?
15 misses.
Alright. Misses. I don't think I have chakras. What do you have? Warhammer? Meh.
Ah. No, okay, I do remember using the Warhammer before.
Yeah.
It's just far and few between.
Alright, so now we're at Lena.
Fury and blows.
So it's a one-trick pony.
Yeah,
but it's a good trick.
It works.
It's like showing fucking card tricks to black people in the street. They just lose their mind every time.
Get away from us, David Blaine. No, he's a devil.
Oh, this episode's all got us bad. That's okay. It's like we're 18 trying.
Damage. 18 damage?
I said, we have to up the
yoga.
What'd you do today? Tried to fuck Tom Cruise. Hey, he was younger. Not now, not now.
Talking about 20 years ago, Tom. I ain't fucking the mummy Tom Cruise. I'm a fucking original Top Gun,
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, let's
Vanilla
be real.
Sky,
Tom Cruise ain't fucking any of us unless we were 20 years younger either.
Well, you're not wrong.
Better chance now than before.
No, pedophile joke.
Yeah. Feel bad for that kid from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, God.
That weighs 20 pounds, not this one.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so he would be the one who does it.
Yeah.
Bring
it
on. He would be the one.
I'll lock that one.
Him and the whole church of Scientology. All right, so I'm at the top of the order. Van Sam, you're up.
Vicious mockery.
Okay.
Eat shit and die. I hope your kids are born dead.
It's probably gonna pass, but it's 19.
Yeah, it passes. Oh. Not all words hurt.
This is kind of ignoring you right now. It's trying its best just to ignore you. It's rage. It's just
staring forward, just kind of side eyeing you a little bit. Like,
so now it's gonna go and it's gonna take both attacks on Van Sam. First one I'm assuming is gonna hit with a. It's a 28 and then a 14.
First one hits.
Okay,
gosh. Steve reaches back and
5 points
dodges.
Of bludgeoning.
I'll dodge for you. See, didn't hit me.
Bludgeoning damage, Steve.
Just why don't you do that?
Look at this. This is how you do this. See? Dodge. Dodge.
I'm 30 feet away. Dodge.
Just a little shift. Just a little shift.
We just gotta be a little uncanny about it.
Oh, now,
it's so fucking hard.
Steve tees up.
My phone still works.
Uncanny touch.
My phone didn't undock shit.
No. Hit the floor hard.
Oh, beat his ass, Steve Bass!
Hit. And 17.
That hits.
Oh, Doyle rules.
Yeah!
11. 15.
You killed it.
Oh, young Tom Cruise is down.
You killed young Tom Cruise.
That's what I'm talking about.
Steve says, hey, we told you once, we told you a million times, pussy. And he stabs him right through his eyeball. Both blades.
Through both eyeballs.
Steps on his chest on the way to the ground.
Okay. We kill it. It's dead.
Then Steve takes a pair of pliers out of the bag of holding and pulls the vampire teeth out.
Why?
Because we need that shit.
Hell yeah, I like that.
We're going to nail it to a board and beat somebody with it.
You might need it.
Roll a dexterity check to see how... I like how you do this.
I like dex.
Yeah, you got to keep the teeth intact and shit.
Click and shit.
She made him roll a medicine check.
Because you know I got that.
Because you're a doctor, you're a dentist now.
Where are those decks at?
Oh my god.
Shut up. 6 years. Solid.
How about a 20?
Alright, you got them both out. Alright, we're now
in the bag.
It's just nonsense.
Yep, right. Nat 1, you're up.
I'm slightly distracted by Steve performing a medical procedure on this man's teeth.
Yep.
This oral fixation.
Yep.
But I still managed to at least let two arrows fly. 24.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, and that shit
is a pull of teeth out.
Keep them teeth. Just don't put them in the bag yet.
Steve's holding bloody teeth in the bag. I got him out.
Yeah. Holy shit, it worked. Oh my god. Alright, 20 total damage with two arrows.
Okay.
That was not good rolls.
Every little bit counts.
That's right.
Fwing, fwing.
So now,
Wait, you just hold up the teeth.
So, there's only vampire shard who just saw, like, the younger one die, lets out a loud scream, and takes a couple of attacks at... Okay, so, 24 for both attacks, Selena.
Ew.
Ooh. Alright. Oof. Sorry, it doesn't do much.
I got plenty.
Total of 16 points. It's like a lot of other things they could do. Like, the big thing is, like, vampires charming, but I can't do that now.
Oh, is it?
They don't
you can't charm what wants to be charmed.
They don't have a lot of attack. Like, they don't have high, like, damage. They're kind of like...
And I'm immune to charm.
So now it's, after the old vampire went, it's now Abel's turn.
I'll try doing that again.
Talk mad shit on the next one. If he's still up.
22.
That hits.
Alright. So. Plus necrotic. 25 necrotic. And action. Very important. So 4 plus 20. 29.
Alright, how much of it was necrotic?
25.
Okay, you realize, like, after, like, necrotic does damage, but not as much as you're used to seeing after you hit something. So, it's half damage.
Alright.
So. Still does some damage, though. Now it is Lena's turn.
You'll never guess what's about to happen.
Flurry of blows.
What your mama does, furry blows, bitch.
Furious blows. She's angry when she's doing it.
I have a whole spell book of spells that I haven't cast one yet.
I'm not going to.
Sorry.
Keep it up. It's working.
41.
41.
Okay, you talk mad shit the whole time.
That's why I'm hoping this next one succeeds.
We talked this vampire into a hole.
Sorry, I'm back. Alright, so Lena goes and after getting smacked in the face, she goes and pop, pop, pop. closed fist, punches to the face. Now we're back to that top of the order with Van Sam.
You know it's coming.
Vicious mockery.
Vicious mockery.
You can basically do this by yourself. We're just here to make noises in the background.
Fails. It's an 11.
Yeah! Give me those teeth. Steve's tossing.
Give me the teeth.
I want to put the teeth in and I want to mock them. Look at me, I'm a vampire. I'm only useful when I'm full of blood, like a flaccid cock.
Steve's down next to the ball. Oh!
Roll your damage.
Three.
Did you just flavor flame and hype him up? I know you got a clock in that fucking bag of holding and a chain. Put it on.
Oh, all right, so now it's
he just got
Steve's turn.
Steve T.
After assisting in the as the hype man.
After assisting in hyping up the match, it's all
you're good. Inspired by Steve T.
Right now we all are.
Steve's gonna fly over. Step
fly now,
fucker.
He makes things up.
20
hits.
He's a pirate.
26.
Of course he's flying.
Yep.
For 10. 15. And
25.
19.
25 plus 19.
Yeah.
How do you want to kill this vampire?
Sam, I killed the other one.
Give me the teeth back.
I'm gonna fly the fuck over, stab both things through the fucking eyes, and then I'm gonna take out my pliers and rip the fucking teeth out.
Now one holds up a sign that says 3.5, like it's been
done before. Tell him that his bomb sucks better than he does.
Roll another dex check.
It's not your favorite spell.
I love vampires.
18.
Yeah, you get him out. Fine,
Steve's holding these things up like you got teeth.
These do look... They do look better and more like...
You guys gotta like two sweep with them.
A little longer.
Just put them in like me.
And then kiss.
Steve and Fat Sat are doing a dance.
So it wasn't Domino's that killed the kids.
Yeah, we figured out it may not. We're not fully certain.
We're not sure. Have an idea. It might not have been Domino's.
It may have been delivery drivers. This is still Domino's.
We covered all options.
Still Domino's fault.
We find in one of their coats a Domino's hat. Their delivery people. I'm like, it was both.
They're vampires. They have to have like hidden gold. They have to have all that shit.
That sounds racist.
Well, I guess it could technically be racist if I were that.
You're just
like
assuming
that
they're
rich,
yeah?
Yeah. Fucking they're rich.
They live in an abandoned house that you just lit up like the 4th of July.
Like, shut the fuck out of people. They're like hanging out having a good night. Just fire a flare in their house. What the fuck?
Roll
came down, down, laced him a bean.
Came down,
I've never seen it.
Roll investigation.
Investigation. Oh, sure. Oop. Investigation.
Do it.
How about a 10?
You think you found gold, but really you didn't.
It's chocolate. Thing.
This is a wrapper from.
Ooh,
it's also
candy.
Shiny. It's just other than a wrapper.
He's candy
bar. That's it. But
put it in the bag.
We strip all their clothes off because I want those. Those are neat.
I want them fancy garbs.
Those fancy ass Tom Cruise in the vampire garbs. We have them.
So, there's naked vampires in this basement.
So now that Seth and Steve are wearing that shit with the bags in.
You guys got a Halloween costume party you got to?
We're dancing.
With a monster mash.
Oh, God. So, after you guys defeat the vampires, the locals, they thank you guys. You guys get your gold,
Are we even sure that they're the ones who kill him? We just really just bust into a random basement.
They're just going to assume that the vampires are the ones who kill him.
We're like, yeah, that took care of our problem.
Thank you. Just holler if this comes back.
Yeah, right. If we were wrong, our bad.
Either
just
way,
let us know.
If we are wrong, check the dominoes out.
And also don't order from them anymore.
You guys will head back to Port Frack. He has no issues at all.
What is it, 200 apiece then?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. And as you guys are going over telling your stories to everybody.
They still have their teeth in.
Of what happened. Yeah, they're doing this whole performance. Somebody will burst in the door and say, I will pay 300 gold for someone to clear my basement of rats. And that's where we're in tonight's episode of Tales from Cellblock 18. With that.
Beautiful.
Hope you guys enjoyed a lot of
tomfoolery.
Yeah. But until next time, who knows when it'll be. It'll be a while. But later.